everybody. Welcome to the party with a nonsense. It's just a rap thing.
Bye. We're back with episode 67 of The Sounds of Struggle. Hello!
I'm Chris Parrish.
I'm Maniac.
Hi.
Hi. And we welcome you to the Tom Askley, or Askey episode.
Askley.
I don't know. I've never heard of the guy. He played 98 for the Ducks.
Of all the names.
It's the first one on the list.
Yeah, but you didn't even pronounce it right.
Fuck him. Chris Brown, how about that? Lawson Krause.
Yeah.
Nick Dowd episode. The Michael Forlick episode.
I'm pretty sure they didn't beat up Rihanna, so that's a good call.
Alex Goligoski. How about the Ben Harper? The Ben Harper episode.
Wasn't he a singer?
I'm sure he was. He also apparently plays for the Ottawa Senators. The hashtag Melnick out.
Oh, the team that their fans can't fill their arena.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Tanner Kira episode. The Max Pacioretty. Benoit Pouliot.
The what?
Max Pacioretty.
No, the one before that.
Tanner Kira.
Isn't that like a Mexican dessert?
Not even close.
Well, I'm thinking of churro.
How about this one? Played last year for New York Rangers named Boo Nevis.
Yeah. I like him. This is the Boo Nevis episode.
The Vincent Trocheck in 14. The Vincent Trocheck in 14 episode of The Sounds of Struggle.
I still like Boo Nevis.
It's a Boo Nevis episode. The Boo Nevis in 17 of The Sounds of Struggle.
Of 17?
Well, in 2017. That's when you wore it.
Oh, okay. I was like, it's not 2017 right now.
It is if you try hard enough.
No. I like to handle things in the now. I'm a now kind
Live
of guy.
Live in the now, bro.
Yeah, I'm all about the now.
So what is happening now?
Well, today we're recording on March 20th.
Happy birthday to Bobby Orr. 70th.
Old.
Indeed.
But guess what happened today?
It's Bobby Orr's birthday.
Well, that. But Daniel Bryan got medically cleared.
They fucking dropped the ball.
Exactly.
They dropped the ball so goddamn hard.
Like, why would you announce that publicly now?
And allegedly, he actually got okayed yesterday at some point, but they're releasing it today. But, like, they could have done so much with this.
You could have done a Hardy Boy.
You could have literally had sex with the Hardy Boys with this angle.
Well, you could have, like, treated his return like they treated Hardy Boys' return last year.
Surprise, fuckers!
Same building.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That he won the WWE title.
And the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah, at the same
Simultaneously.
Time. Simultaneously.
Yeah. The WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
He was Daniel Two Belts.
He beat 50% of Evolution in the same time.
Technically, he beat 75% that whole night.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's you know, a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
Point is...
And he walked a straight line, so he beats Ric Flair.
He beats all of them.
And he hasn't been divorced, so again, he beats Ric Flair.
He is the revolutionist. Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming this fall on A&E.
Why not HBO?
They didn't want to pick it up. Yeah.
Fuckers.
I know. But yeah.
They pick everything up.
Not everything. Clearly, they didn't pick up the revolutionist with Daniel Bryan.
I mean, they got boobies on HBO.
They don't have Daniel Bryan.
Boobies.
I know. I mean, they have Andre the Giant.
Even Daniel Bryan's wife has boobies now.
They have Andre the Giant.
I know.
But they don't have Daniel Bryan.
Right.
It's wrong. Point is.
He has boobies.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're a little bit of all right.
They're hairy. But they're boobies.
The boobies. Boobies are boobies. Point
kinda
is.
Like what I had. When I shaved my chest, they're not hairy no more.
Don't care. Point is.
Smooth.
Don't care.
Boobies are smooth.
Point is. They could have done something really great, you know. It looks like they're setting up, I originally said last week, a triple threat between Zayn, Owens, and what's his face? The McMahon fucker?
Shane.
Shane, that fucker.
Shane O'Mac.
Shane O'Mac fuck. And I originally said triple threat because I didn't watch last week. Well, it was Monday when we recorded. I didn't watch last week's episode of SmackDown. apparently, they teamed up and beat the holy hell out of them.
Yeah.
That's great. Good for them. I like that. Good stuff. Good Canadian boys. That's right, all. It's good Canadian boys. Getting there, really mucking in the corners there. It's good stuff. Well, Don Trey for their asses.
Yeah.
And
They were 50 Shades of Quebec on them.
50 Shades of Le Ce Soir.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais quoi du monde. Faire
mon ami.
Exactly. Point is,
bitch,
they should have done that. They did all that. It was great. And it looks like there's going to be some sort of tag match setting up-ish. But now Daniel Bryan's been officially allowed to come back to the ring.
Well, do you
allegedly.
Do you want to know what happened on SmackDown tonight?
Why are you masturbating with your hand in the air?
Because that's what I do.
Fair enough. Apparently, he, I'm assuming, teamed up with Shane O'Mac, and it's going to be the two-on-two, probably.
No, because Shane O'Mac said last week that he is resigning as commish of SmackDown as of the end of last week's episode.
Okay.
Hence the beatdown, because then Shane O'Mac couldn't do jack shit on the Best Friends of Montreal.
Oui, oui.
Yeah. So, tonight, Daniel Bryan called out the two to the ring in the final segment of SmackDown Live and fired Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, who then responded by beating the holy hell out of Daniel Bryan to where he had to go out on a stretcher.
Bet you he's concussed. And immediately, he's cleared. No, he's not.
He's back on the shelf.
This is why he should have not been cleared until Mania. Surprise, he could be the tag partner for what's-his-face fucking Shane O'Fag.
Just when you thought you turned the page.
You didn't turn any page because there's no book.
No, I'm just saying you became page and then she's even out again.
True enough, fair enough. Yeah. Point is, they should have had it be mystery partner with Shane O'Mac. Boom, he comes out. Place explodes. Maybe like one of those WrestleMania moments.
Just out of curiosity, could you like pretty much sum up Paige's comeback as a like a short story?
Just watch your video, it's about the same length.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but I mean
same length it does what it needs to do and you realize, huh, how about that?
All those boobies, it all comes back to the boobies.
Exactly.
Boobies. But yeah, no, I mean, Daniel Bryan could have been a bigger surprise at WrestleMania, even though everyone in the back of their head is thinking it's going to happen. There's always that possibility of like, we just, you know, he's not medically cleared. They're not going to medically clear him. But it's looking that way, but they're not medically clearing him. Like, they're just not going to suddenly do it for WrestleMania. And then, oh my god, they did it for WrestleMania!
Exactly.
But no. You gotta do... Hey, look, I got a bag. Hey, a cat. What up?
Yeah, whatever you said there.
Cat's out of the bag!
Cat's out of the bag. Turned out we threw it in the river first. The cat's dead because it drowned.
Fucker pooped on my floor.
It's dead.
Fucking cats.
Cats are the worst.
Yeah, especially when they meow. Nobody likes a cat's meow.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of people who don't, you know, haven't had relevance in wrestling in years, Mark Henry got into the Hall of Fame.
I like Mark Henry.
Yeah.
He's a proud father of a hand.
Yes. The mother being unfortunately deceased.
I wonder if, like, the Midas, like, hand, like, the golden hand is, like, his cousin. Like, the rich one.
Could be. All I know is that his son, when he grew up, we saw it on, what, Raw a few years ago?
Yeah, the 1,000th episode.
Hilarious, because it was actually the Shocker. Yeah. Son's badass. Yeah!
Funny if he was, like, in the hand signal of a Shocker.
Right?
That would have been great. The things we wish would have happened.
Whatever. Point is... Yeah.
So, but, I mean...
Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Is it just me, though? It's 8 people inducted. Doesn't that seem like a lot? Or is it? Has it always been like that?
Well, it's because a lot of them are big boys.
No, but it just seems like a lot, like, number-wise. Like, I don't remember being this many.
No, I don't think they announced this many. Like, but then again, I mean...
I mean, I'm sure a lot other years have had 7 or 8
or
whatever.
You got the Dudley boys.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Goldberg, who's probably the headline guy. Then you have Mark Henry. You got Hillbilly Jim, which probably is going to be your opening act.
Yeah.
Followed by probably Kid Rock, because you want to make sure he's as sober as possible when he's on the stage.
Yeah, that's five.
Yeah, and then you got J.J. Robertson getting the Warrior Award.
The Warrior Award. I like it. He's funny.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. And then who else? You got Ivory.
Ivory.
Yeah. She's a knockout.
J-E-double-F. J-A-double-R-E-double-T.
Yeah.
Jarrett! And that's eight.
Slapnuts.
Slapnuts. I don't know. It seems like there's more. Like, I don't remember being eight last year. I remember there being like six. But, I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah, but when you put them like across the stage, that's what they always
do.
Yeah,
that is true. That is true, yeah. Good point.
Now, I wonder if the Dudley Boys do anything at WrestleMania.
Go out and stand on their star, take their
no,
place.
But like anything like more.
Wave?
No, but like they, if they get physically involved in like any matches.
Give that J.J. Robertson a 3D.
No, because that could be like D-Von something. They could have some fun with that one.
Fair enough. Holy Christ!
But then again, it could be Kurt Angle's too. You never know.
Yeah, he's kind of a whore, isn't he?
Well, he's all about them black kids.
Well, amongst others.
Yes. He's got black kids.
He's got kids. Some of them black.
Just steals Heath Slater's... Everything he has in here.
The difference is Heath, I think, is at work, and the other one's not.
Kurt Angle does have a lot of shoot children.
That's... He's got like four or five at least.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess six including fucking what's-his-nuts. Captain neck injury.
See, even his little swimmers are at peaking at an Olympic level.
Gold medal fertility.
Yeah. His sperm gets the gold medal.
Oh.
On participation, I guess.
No, fertility.
Yeah.
Insemination.
What do you got on tap for today?
Women's Memorial Battle Royal was the Fabulous Moolah. Now it's not because of... Apparently she was a pimp.
Pimpin' ain't easy, man.
Pimpin' ain't easy. Ask the Godfather.
Yeah. Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. Yeah. There it is. Pretty sure Fabulous Moolah's a Hall of Famer, too.
Yeah.
But I guess there's something coming out that...
How funny would have been if Fabulous Moolah was one of Godfather's hoes.
I could see that.
That would have been great.
I could see that. But no, I guess something about... She took, like... Fuck! Shut up! Fucking 2001 Honda Odyssey piece of shit.
What the... Car or Fabulous Moolah?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay.
I guess she would take like 50... She'd train a bunch of women. She'd take 50% of their payouts. And she'd make them have sex with the promoters to get jobs. Which... Maybe it's just me being a male in a male-dominated world. But couldn't you just say no? I mean, I know you want to wrestle, but... Couldn't you just say no? And just not do that?
Okay, you're talking like a 2018 male. I'm going to talk about like normal male. Where can I become a promoter?
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. But no, if I was talking like a 2018 male, that's just wrong, man. Just take her out of the Hall of Fame. She's tarnished the good name of wrestling, and I just don't appreciate that. This offends me in some way that I don't understand. That's 2018. Mine's more of, just say no if you don't want to. I don't get it.
So, should they rename it to the China Memorial Battle Royal?
That's what we've said for a while. That's what you said for a while. You've been championing that for a while.
Like, I'm not even that big of a fan of China. Like,
I'm a fan of her later work.
I'm not. At all.
She has a 4-inch clit.
I don't want to go to Beijing because of her. I don't want to spend one night... In China, if you know what
Man,
I mean.
Man, they had a great Olympics. Many Americans won gold, silver, and got her dirty, rusty bronze there.
Not the Canadian hockey team.
Not the Canadian hockey team for sure. Wait, it was a Summer Olympics. How the hell did they...
That's why they didn't win.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, you have the Andre the Giant Memorial. Andre was a powerhouse.
So get Andrea. Even though she's kind
of... Get, like, the biggest powerhouse you can out of all the women...
Karma!
In history.
Karma!
Oh, her longevity wasn't there. She got pregnant too quick.
That's not my fault.
She started this whole, I'm going to get pregnant and leave wrestling.
Not my fault.
but the kid looks just like you.
No, no, it doesn't. I can prove it. Why? Because I'm white.
So?
Her and her husband, black.
Just thinking. You have white milk, you put chocolate syrup in, the milk turns color.
Only if you stir it.
Just which, saying.
Which I did not.
It, you never know.
I did not.
I mean, they
you could. I would remember that.
She could have walked in a tornado and boom, it happens.
I would remember that. Didn't happen.
Walking a tornado. That was my reasoning.
Yeah, she definitely wouldn't have a miscarriage because she'd get thrown and, I don't know, die.
No, she's way too heavy.
Your words, not mine.
Yeah.
She's a nice lady.
She's a nice lady. We have met her.
Yes, we have. Very nice lady.
But, I mean, China was the most dominant woman ever.
Yeah, she was the only female to be in a Rumble and win a male title.
That's
as well.
That's not true, but Phoenix was in a Royal Rumble.
Let me finish, asshole!
No, you're wrong!
I said to be in the Rumble and win a male's title. I literally was saying that as you cut me off, you piece of
because
shit.
Because it was wrong.
You're wrong because you don't listen.
And said Tina.
How can your wife listen to you?
No, I just don't listen to her.
Fair enough.
This is a difference.
Fair enough. Being married to you must be hard.
Not really. I'm always out with you.
I'm not married to you.
I literally give people space and the house themselves. I'm a very, very nice man.
You're a very giving lover. You're always on top.
No, I'm just not there.
I didn't say on top as in like sexually. I just meant you're always on top because you're winning.
Zena on a top. I just watched GoldenEye again on the weekend.
She's a whore.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. Yes. China. Memorial Battle Royal. Do that. Sure.
So, but. Yeah. Also, more matches were confirmed for WrestleMania.
Yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles.
I'm talking more. We have a tag title for the Raw brand, and now for the women's title match. Is set.
It's exactly what we said. Uh-huh. Nia versus Alexa.
Uh-huh.
Nia being the face.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
And then we have the bar.
The Bar!
Defending the Raw Tag Team titles against
mystery opponent, a.k.a. Vacant, uh-huh. and Braun!
Braun Strowman.
That guy.
Yeah. Because he won a Tag Team Battle Royal.
After inserting himself. Sexually and otherwise.
He went all the way.
He went all the way.
And, yeah, he's not the number one contender to the tag team titles.
Only condition is he has to find a tag team partner. I think he should defend it by himself. I think that'd be way more fun.
You know what? I think God should come back for one more match.
Don't say that. don't ever say that again. That's not cool.
Hornswoggle?
That I'd be okay with.
Who's dressed up as Braun?
Little Big. The new team, Little Big. Or you know what? Alexa Bliss.
Mini Strowman.
Have Team Mix Max Challenge, Little Big, beat the Bar.
Just, you know. I don't know. Like, Hornswoggle dresses Strowman would actually kind of be funny.
That would be really funny. Or Short Sleeve Samson. Well, fine. Don't answer.
He doesn't have the hair, though.
Doesn't need to. Wears a wig.
It'd probably fall off.
Whatever.
Have you ever seen short sleeve with hair? It's
no, I've literally never seen it.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I saw him get tombstone by the Undertaker.
It's like giving
once.
Mr. Clean
cool.
a toupee. It's just, no.
Like giving me a toupee?
Well, you sometimes have like...
Stubble?
Yeah.
It's because I get lazy and don't shave.
I know.
I have something here that says Roman finally being the man. Not sure where I was going with that one. What? He was the man that got destroyed this past week.
Didn't
as yesterday.
Didn't you see you had some dreams the other night?
Well, he's a man. He was my bitch man, my bitch servant. It's a good time. But no, he's...
You and 50 Shades of Ooh-ah with him.
Yes. He was my Eskimo bitch. But no, he's finally being the man and the fact that he's actually cutting good promos. He's... People are finally starting to cheer for him, and then they get destroyed. Although, I gotta say it again, if you're gonna put the guy on a fucking stretcher, give him a goddamn neck brace. Simple fucking paramedic skills. Come on!
Did you at least see the marks on his wrist from the handcuffs?
That's funny.
It's like, fuck. Like, that's a little harsh.
Funny, though.
You guys just taking all this abuse. That's no chance.
And it was the most safe, careful fall off of a stretcher ever, by the way.
It was just funny to see him, like, posed for the F5. His arms are just like...
Yeah.
Kind of look like an inflatable tube man.
He did.
Yeah.
Also, I think we touched on this a little bit last week. What is this about the 50-man Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia? What's going on there?
Yeah.
Is this after Mania?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think this is, like, later in the summer.
Because it said, it's going to be 7 titles defended. Which 7 are we talking about here? I'm going to assume, okay, let's go through 7. Universal.
Yeah.
WWE.
Sure.
Intercontinental, okay. US.
Tags?
Both tags. And we need one more. Are we going to say...
Cruiserweight?
Honestly, if Mustafa Ali wins tomorrow night, yes. If not, maybe a women's match?
Yeah, but I think they put on Cedric Alexander, then they do the rematch where Mustafa Ali wins it in Saudi Arabia.
That could be very true. So, but, like...
Or who's the other guy, though? The Daivari's brother.
Arya.
Yeah, that might...
He might face off but lose, maybe. I don't know. He's not even in the fight anymore, but... Yeah, whatever.
Man, how disappointed were you when Roderick Strong didn't win?
Not really.
I
figured he wouldn't because...
I was more interested when he was in than when he is when he's out. Because it's like, what's the point of all these new guys coming in if not one of them's getting a chance?
I'm the same way
about... Don't get me wrong, like, I didn't expect any of them to kind of win. But, I mean...
I'm the same way about Buddy Murphy, though. He looked and wrestled fantastically.
But I honestly think Roderick Strong is, like, he's killing it in NXT right now. He's killing it on the 205 Live. Like, I don't know, like, there's...
Maybe he just gets brought up after Mania, he's just on 205 Live.
Well, he's already been brought up to 205 Live.
But I mean, like, maybe he just stays there.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's very interesting, because I don't know what NXT is going to be like tomorrow, but there was a thing on Twitter where he came out and asked William Regal if he could be a part of the Dusty Rhodes Tay Classic and Tay Mustache Mountain Spot because Tyler Bate is there injured.
Yeah.
And then Regal responded saying that he can have the spot only if he finds a partner.
Why doesn't he just use Trent Seven?
But then again,
which it sucks that Tyler Bate got hurt.
But then again, TM61 wasn't a thing when one of the guys got hurt, so...
Yeah, sure.
Maybe they're just keeping it separate.
But again, it sucks that Tyler Bate got hurt. And it's surprising that TM61's out.
But isn't Trent Seven one of those guys who also has bookings outside of WWE?
That is true.
So maybe they're just going to let him do that until Tyler Bate is good to go?
That is very true. Very possible. That whole UK division still confuses me.
That's because I don't think they actually have found a home to do it. Like, I don't think they've had... It seems like it's going a little slower.
Yeah.
Normal. Because it seems like it should have a show. It should have, like, I always thought they were going to do, like, a headquarters, like a performance center out in Europe somewhere.
In England, maybe? Somewhere.
Or Ireland, I heard, too.
Ireland.
But
point is, yeah, you think they'd do something with that. But I don't know. What do I know?
So maybe it's one of those things that is still in motion. I don't know. We don't work there.
No, not yet.
I mean, even though we do
basically write for them.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. My last question, which we talked about briefly before the podcast, is which women do you think will be the next one to win a men's title?
None?
No.
I think the day that happens, I think, I'm gonna flat out say this. It's going to be easier for them, the WWE, I mean, to go put a woman in the position to have a men's title than the other way around, because you're not going to be able to...
Have a man take a woman's title?
Because then all of a sudden that's going to be sexist, yet if you do the other way around...
Empowering.
Exactly. Even though it's still sexist.
Absolutely.
If it's
reverse sexism.
If there's equality, it's the same thing either way. in my eyes.
That's when you have James Ellsworth come back and vie for the women's title.
Isn't he like the intergender champion of...
Like the self-proclaimed one, yes.
And, yeah. It's weird.
Which I think that should be a title. Why not?
I
have guys in the mid-card fight against females who don't have anything going on.
I am totally against women and... I'm just so against... No.
Hey, they want equality. If they want it, they can fight it against us.
I'm just saying, if they truly want the same... like, kind of rules, then there should be no, are you going to hit a girl? Well, if it's part of the fucking, like, game.
Yeah. Gotta
shut
agree.
Up and either take it if you want to play the game, or...
It's time to play the game.
Just, you know, enjoy the fact that you have your own thing to worry about.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, kept separate.
I bet you most of them there would actually be okay with an intergender thing of some sort.
And I mean, like, okay, it's like, do we honestly believe Asuka could stand a chance if he put her in the ring with Brock Lesnar? No,
if she kicked him in the balls right before the match.
No fucking way. I don't even think Lesnar has balls anymore.
Your voice is cracking a lot tonight.
Yeah, because I don't have balls anymore.
Very good. Oh, you stupid bitch!
She stole my balls, man.
Oh, she stole okay.
Who were you yelling to, by the way?
That girl that went by in the car, because that exit there is blocked off.
Oh, I don't think she knew that.
She's actually dumb.
Well, she does now, because she turned around.
Yeah, there you go. Moving on to hockey stuff. Preds and Bolts both clinched.
Yep.
So good for them. What?
No time for Vegas. I'm sure Vegas will do it within a week.
Like, they're winning right now against...
By the time we have to do 68, they'll have clinched.
Hopefully.
I mean, it's a week.
Yeah.
Isn't there like 3 weeks left of the season?
Yeah, it ends the first week of April. So
I think it ends right before WrestleMania.
Right before. Yeah. Because the NHL playoffs start the 11th, I think.
I think it ends on the 7th.
So again,
the day of our show.
The day of our show!
Which is also NXT TakeOver New Orleans.
Ah! I'm
getting super stoked for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, but hockey, and then maybe we can talk about NXT.
DeBrincat, first Blackhawk rookie to score 3 hat tricks in one season, a rookie season. So, good for him. That's about all we have going on for the Blackhawks right now, because they suck. Yeah. I kind of hope they don't win another game this year, because they're sitting at 69 points. That's funny.
I think the Oilers are at 69 now.
Let's hope both our teams lose the rest of the season, because that's funny.
Yeah.
69. Anyways, oh, also, congrats go out to the Golden Bears, who won the national championship for university hockey.
For the 16th time.
Yeah, first time since 2015.
Yeah, guess what, John Cena and Ric Flair got company, because the Alberta Golden Bears were also 16-time champions.
University of Alberta Golden Bears.
Yeah.
Which, if you say it like that, it sounds like Golden Beers. And I would love a Golden Beer right now.
Me too.
No. A Miller High Life, if you will!
Even though we just had one.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Just one, though.
Exactly.
We're responsible.
No, we're not.
At Utes.
No. Okay, so you want to go back to TakeOver?
I'm just saying, that's all you have for hockey?
I told you, it's a light week this week. Jesus. Not a lot going on. I literally have another 4 points, but includes basketball and football in one.
I mean, we can at least talk about, you know, who we think are going to win, like, awards. Like...
Well,
McDavid just passed Malkin for second on the scoring.
Kucherov just got another couple points, so he's still in first.
Yeah.
I think he's going to hang on.
I think so, too.
Either that, or Nathan McKinnon's going to come out of nowhere and win it from fourth.
Well, here's my thing. Who's going to win the Rocket Richard? Because Line 8 is tearing it up right now.
He also just got hurt. Like, tonight.
But he'll be back.
Yeah. Isn't he still second towards Ovechkin, though?
No, I think he tied him yesterday.
Oh, I think it'll come down to him or Ovechkin.
Yeah, I personally think Ovechkin's going to find a way to get it done.
Yeah.
Kind
of like how I think McDavid's going to find a way to get 100 points. I can't say he's going to be number one overall for points, but he's going to get 100 points.
Well, I think he needs like 8 or 9.
That's not much, and he's like, what, 9 games left, so.
It's like... I'd have to check it out. But yeah, it's pretty much he needs like a goal a game for the rest of the year to get it.
Or an assist a game.
Yeah, I want a goal because I want to see him get 40.
Sure. Goal a game it is.
It'd be nice for him to get 40 goals.
It would. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
don't know. It's funny that everyone was always bitching this year about McDavid needs to shoot more, and then he just has more.
What, 34 goals already?
Yeah,
this year?
He just, no, it's like, okay, fine. He has more goals than his, he does any other year he's played.
What did he have his first year?
I don't know, because he didn't have
only
that many.
45 games, and he had, I don't know, whatever it was.
Probably like, I think he had 41 points, so he's probably like...
No, didn't he have just over 40, like 46 points, like a point, 1 point something points per game?
You,
whatever.
You're on your phone.
I don't wanna. Let's speculate instead. It's more fun that way.
Who do you think the best defenseman is this year?
Rob Blake. You know, Scott Stevens. But on a serious note, I think PK Subban's up there. Hedman's usually up there.
That's where I was gonna go. I was gonna go Hedman.
Brent Duncan Burns. Keith.
Brent Burns is
not up there. Brent Burns is up there. Nobody on the Oilers. No one on the Blackhawks.
What do you mean, man? We have the best defense in the world.
No, Andrei Sekharov needs to get traded. Trust me, I know a guy. You can ask him. He'll tell you.
Yeah, no, I'd trade Sekharov over anyone.
I would trade Sekharov for this guy in a bag of pucks.
I would not take this guy. He looks...
He drives a Jeep.
Exactly. That's why I wouldn't take him.
Yeah, good point.
Can't trust people who drive a Jeep.
Fucking nobody. You're a nobody. Yeah, I said it. What other awards are there? The leadership award.
Got the Selke.
Selke, best defensive forward.
Do you think
Bergeron's always up there? He's always good. I would say Taves, but his offensive production's not been good. His defense and the team just sucks. So
you know what? If he played all year, I'd say Nugent Hopkins would have.
He'd be in the, I guess maybe the talk. Maybe.
I don't know. I'd like to see Hopkins being there. A lot of people saying that. A guy like Dreisaitl in the future could be a possibility for this award. And I'm like, I just don't see it. I think he's too offensive-minded.
Yeah.
And I'm a homer, for fuck's sakes.
No, you're a Parrish.
No.
God damn it, Parrish.
I'm the Parrish.
You're the Parrish.
Yeah.
The only one.
Just like you're the Manai.
I am the only one. So just motherfucker.
Yeah.
What the fucking awards are there? Oh, Vezina. I think Rene.
I think Valowski gets it.
I think he does. I think you're right. But I think Pekka Rene should win one in the next couple of years before he...
Well, because there's two. There's Vezina and there's Jennings, right? The Jennings is like which goalie you're pairing has the best goals against or something.
That one, isn't it kind of picked out at the start of the year or basically the end of the season?
Yeah, it's literally a stat-based one. It's like the goals. Whoever has the best one wins it.
Yeah.
And there's like...
The Jennings ones, yeah. But I think, honestly... Rene or Vasilevsky are top. You know what? Even you can even put Marc-Andre Fleury up in there too because he's done so well once he came back from injury.
And
I think those three might be the candidates.
To go back, he Connor McDavid in the 2015-16 year had 16 goals and 32 assists.
There you go.
And so
48 points.
He now has That's what 16 plus 32 is.
Hooray! Simple math!
Yay! So I'm just kind of going...
So now he has 48 goals?
Well, he had 46 going into this year. He has, what, 34, I think, right now? So he has 80 goals in the NHL.
Hooray!
So, yeah.
Hooray!
He has just under 200 points already.
Yeah, but Gretzky had that one season.
No, sorry, 102 was the what I was looking. He has almost 250 points. Yeah, but Gretzky played in a ridiculous time where, you know, nobody had defense.
No goalies ever went down. You shoot along the ice, you're guaranteed to score.
Yeah. Way different era.
100% different. Do you think he could still do half the numbers he did?
I honestly believe every dominant player out of any era could be a main player in any era.
Even Crosby, though? Because that guy bitches a lot. And if he went back then with all the hooking and slashing, I think he'd be fucking done.
Yeah, but now you're allowed to bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, you get away with it.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. Crosby,
also, too,
Crosby
I think...
gotten much better than
I think,
used
too,
to be.
Back then, nobody could catch him.
True. That's very true. Yeah, Crosby's also gotten a lot
and
better.
And they'd probably have, like, a heater for him, so if anybody touched him...
Semenko!
Exactly. Like, they would have somebody there.
That's a Tikkanen!
That's what happened.
Moose!
That's where the enforcer came.
Yeah, Doug Glatt. Mm-hmm. Until the Hansen brothers.
Until Forger realized he was awesome, like Messier. I don't need to swing my stick like a random, like, lunatic. I can just get a shitload of points. So I'm good.
Hansen brothers.
Yeah, that's going away from the conversation
now. Oh, fair enough. Should we jump into other ball sports? All balls? All ball sports? Ball, all sports with all balls?
Well, do you want to talk about other sports and then go back to NXT?
Sure. Or do you want to do NXT now? I don't care.
No, let's get the rest of the sports out of the way.
Jordy Nelson got traded. Fuck. He got released, and then he got signed with fucking Oka. Who were they? Oka-lined.
The soon-to-be Las Vegas Football Club.
Yeah, but it's okay because the Packers signed Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
Hooray.
And he went back to his old number 80.
Hooray. That's all I got for that. I don't know anything. I'm sure you have more for football. I don't have anything else.
Well, I mean, football, there's like a boatload of activity.
They came in by the boatload.
I know the Saints brought back Patrick Robinson, who was on the team for when they won the Super Bowl, and then he went to the Philadelphia Eagles, who just won the Super Bowl.
It gives me a boner.
So he, as I told all my Eagles fans, he clearly is the Robin Hood of the NFL because he took his riches, helped the poor, and then came back. And then what else? Philadelphia released a lot of guys just to get cap room because they had none going into the year. I mean, last week we talked about Cleveland Brown making some moves. This year, what else? Saints, they worked on their defense a little bit. Picked up some defensive players. Re-signed Drew Brees.
Hooray!
That happened. That was a great thing to wake up to.
Oh, I'm sure, yes.
Just a notification beam. And then we found out that it was Minnesota Vikings offering almost $60 million guaranteed deal
over them. Fuck them Viking fucks.
And Zeke, you know what my answer is to you? It's my team's initials. N-O.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This just in. All my diehard Chicago Blackhawk fans prepare to scream with joy. We've officially been eliminated with a 5-1 loss to the Colorado Avalanche. Congrats, boys! We're going golfing!
What might you call that? A Colorado bombing?
You could call that a Colorado bombing. That's an inside joke. Don't get offended. Ooh. Or if you do, I don't give a fuck.
John Tickle's for all this shit, man.
Also, switching up, have you watched any of the, I think I know the answer to this, but any of the March Madness?
No, but I know a boatload of teams are getting fucking upset.
All the number one teams are getting destroyed. Yeah, including awesome. The first ever UMBC beat 16th seed, beat number one seed Virginia. First time in March Madness history, a number 16 seed beat the number one seed. They are now literally 1 in 135. That's impressive.
A little bit of all right.
A little bit of all right.
So many people's brackets are fucked now, and it's just funny.
Fucked!
It's great.
It's great. You know why? Nobody cares about your fucking brackets.
No, it's actually...
Your brackets can fuck right off.
Brackets are actually quite a main thing.
Yeah, but fuck them. I don't care about the brackets.
It's just really funny.
Cause, yeah, because fuck their brackets.
Yeah, but there's going to be one idiot who just picked all the upsets and then somehow is going to like just win a boatload of money off.
Well, say, there's a guy that actually, there's a picture of it. He picked the UMBC to win, placed $800, won $16,000.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
There's some money in this, man.
There's some money. Also, Cavs coach Tyron Lue.
Yeah.
Taking personal time away from team. Apparently he was experiencing chest pain. Sounds like a heart attack to me, bud.
And another news, the Cleveland Cavaliers are taking some time off because they have also been feeling some chest pain.
Because LeBron James is thinking about going to LA.
Well, and the rest of their team just simply has no heart. Boom!
No. You know what they need? They just need some love.
And I'll feel a little bit more right.
On another note, yeah, Kevin Love's due back. Yesterday or today?
I think he's back today, yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got for the ball sports.
But again, we go back. I was telling you about how the Raptors are for real this year.
They are for real. They are Kevin for real.
They are.
There's a wambulance here. Somebody's got a hurt shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, I've been kneeling with a nagging shoulder injury for like 7 months, but I mean, I don't really bitch about it.
Yeah, I called them for you. They're here for you, bud. Exactly.
But yeah, no, the Toronto Raptors are actually
number one,
tied for the second best record in the NBA. They're tied with the Golden State Warriors. So,
it doesn't matter. Houston Rockets are going to win this year.
But the Houston Rockets are sitting at a 56-14 record, while Golden State and Toronto are sitting at a 53-18 record. So,
you know who's going to win this year? The Chicago Bears. Yes, the football team's going to win at basketball.
Come on, we know the Bears don't win at any sport.
That's a true story. Not since the 80s, anyways.
But the team whose logo flipped upside down looks like a robot reading a book on a bench.
God damn, that's funny.
They are 24-46. They're not.
They're my favorite team. All my Chicago teams are losing this year.
Yeah.
In other news, baseball starting soon. Let's go Blue Jays. You can disappoint me too. That's going to be great.
Let's go team that has my favorite player on, because I don't have a favorite team. My favorite team is who... ever Bryce Dallas Howard? Washington.
Bryce Dallas Howard?
The Nationals.
Your favorite version of Bryce Dallas Howard? The redhead from that movie, the fuck is it called? Jurassic World?
Mm-hmm. I don't know who
Ron Howard's daughter?
Oh, that's what her name is.
Yeah, Bryce Dallas Howard.
Is it me or is she only hot in the Jurassic World movies?
I would.
Yeah, because you watch the Jurassic World movies.
I wouldn't do her from that, though. She just seems too weird. I don't know what other movies she's in, to be honest. That's why I can't say, though. Fair enough! She's a nice lady. Anyways, go Chicago! Going through a bit of depression here. Good stuff. Makes me happy. Fuck! Moving on. Lead back into the NXT stuff. Paige VanZant, apparently WWE bound. Thoughts? Yes? No?
I honestly think if Ronda Rousey is a failure...
Which she might be!
If she flops...
On a dick.
Well, if that experiment goes south, I don't know if Paige VanZant...
Like her mouth.
I think it all depends, too, on if Shayna... It all really depends on two people, Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey. If Paige VanZant goes in the Shayna Baszler approach and actually... goes full into the wrestling where she trains, she does indies and stuff like that, like Shayna Baszler, maybe. But if she does the complete flip from UFC to WWE like Ronda Rousey, I don't know if it works.
I think she'd go from UFC to NXT.
I mean, switch to UFC to pro wrestling is just a different ballgame.
Yeah, it's a different ballgame. It's like going from baseball to basketball, or basketball to football, or football to old-fashioned footy.
It's funny how...
Soccer.
It's just funny that promoters say...
Cricket!
Oh, you're in the UFC, eh? Yeah, you can just be great at this wrestling game. It's like, no. They gotta put in the work. It's a different ball game.
It's polo.
At least.
Yeah.
Have you ever played water polo?
I'm not talking water polo. I'm talking like the one with horses. Huh. Yeah, I don't want you to play that with horses. They will drown. Guaranteed.
Depends how much water you have.
They will drown. No. God damn it. Plus, you're swinging mallets in a pool. Never a good idea.
That'd be very hard.
Yes, it would. And you might die. Point is... No, I haven't. No, I never played.
Water polo is kind of fun, actually.
I'm sure it is.
It's so easy to just throw the ball at someone's face and then, like...
And then punch them in the tit. Pa-pow!
Or follow through and punch them right in the face.
Right in the kisser! Kick him in the dick. Right in the pisser. Okay, so where are we going now? NXT. Show's looking good. Oh, that Adam Cole, baby, versus Pete Dunne. Whew, good match. Good match.
There's two things. Actually, no, sorry. There's three things I would change in that match. One, it made no sense to me of why they didn't give him more time. Two, Adam Cole is taking way too much offense in his matches. He needs to start beating up his opponents more. Yeah. He looks too much like a bitch.
I don't see it.
And it's like almost a constant. He sells a lot more than anything.
Because he's a phenomenal seller.
Yeah, but at the same time, he'd be a better babyface then.
I agree.
But in his... in this angle, he needs to be more aggressive, and he needs to be more cheap.
Aggressive and cheap. My dating tactics.
Right? But no, I mean, that's just... to me, it's just, especially when you have the numbers game, there's no reason why a guy should be just taking it to you like that.
Sure.
I know Pete Dunne is the UK champion, but at some point, you're going to have to... like, you watch his match with Aleister Black. He took it to him a little bit more. I mean, yes, they had more time, but there was more back and forth. That was one of my biggest criticisms of that match, was there wasn't enough back and forth. It just seemed like Pete Dunne controlled the entire match.
He's British. British people scared.
And the third thing is, I wouldn't have had an actual finish in that match.
Just have the other two come in and just basically cancel the match.
Oh, as soon as Pete Dunne was to hit his move, just get the freaking guys in there and just... boom.
Waffle board them!
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. It's going to be Aleister Black versus Cien Almas.
Yep.
I like that.
It's going to be...
what do you think the odds are we're going to see a... what's her face?
Selena Vega.
Whatever her name is.
Selena Vega.
That's what I said.
Just say it with me. Say Z.
Z?
Z. Canadian Z.
Z, eh?
No, say Zelina.
Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez. She's fighting now. Yeah.
It's like...
anyways, it's that bitch versus...
Candice LeRae.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to happen. I'm actually okay with that.
I wonder if that would be the match that opens the show.
Maybe they'll finally do a match on the pre-show.
Are they actually doing a pre-show?
They always do a pre-show, but nothing ever happens. They just talk about the show.
Yeah, because the
but maybe they actually
like
suddenly
4 hours like WWE.
No, but maybe they actually throw a pre-show match on. Boom, there it is. Whoop, there it is.
Well, they always do dark matches, but they always play it for the NXT broadcast like later that week.
Maybe they'll do that then.
Because they had that with Gargano and Dunn a few shows back.
Maybe they'll do that then.
Never know.
Anyways, what else do we have? Probably tag. Well, the culmination of the Dusty Rhodes Classic, which... surprise, surprise, the Street Profits actually won a match. I didn't think they would. That's awesome.
Told you.
I love it. Well, you know the fucking spoilers.
No. But you didn't know that when I said that last week.
You're a fucking cheaty bitch.
I was convincing.
You're a cheaty bitch.
I'm convincing.
You're a cheaty bitch.
Convincing.
You're a convincing cheaty bitch.
There you go. Yeah. Convincing.
Cheaty bitch.
Still convincing.
What, so it's we're going to have to find someone to replace Mustache Mountain, which you were telling me apparently Roderick Strong can take that spot if he finds a tag partner.
Yep.
What's all these guys finding tag partners? Seems to be a thing.
Yeah, but don't you kind of... That's one mistake I think they made with Dusty Rhodes here is not making it 16 teams and you didn't have people scrambling to find people to be their partner, and then you got the whole, oh, can you be my partner just to get in, and then the show's a little bit more... more people wanted to be a part of this thing. It just shows that people cared more. Also, this would have been a great way of maybe, you know, bringing a team from the main roster to come down to win it. Or, like, it's doing like
Hype Bros?
I was thinking more of like an Ascension.
Oh.
I think they would stand to benefit from a first round, even if it's a match against, like, Authors of Pain. Because then Authors of Pain doesn't have to beat a team like TM61 away.
Which shocked the fuck out of me, really.
But then you had a little bit more of build. And I think this just seems like it was more forced when you only did 8 teams. So, yeah. But Breeze Engel, another team that would have stood to benefit from that. Slater and Rhino, they could have put somebody over. They could have put a Heavy Machinery over.
Yes, it could have.
Or Street Profits or Moss and Sabatelli.
Yeah. I think Moss and Sabatelli are on their way to Splitsville after that match on Sanity. That's just me, though.
Yeah, I mean, they've been teasing that for a while, too.
Yeah.
So,
Riddick Moss did your fucking finishing move, though.
Well, I mean, that's because I'm an inspiration to people.
That's very true. What the fuck do you have there?
It's the Oil Kings ticket.
Hey, Oil Kings!
To the game we went to.
That they lost 7-3. 4. 7-4.
Yeah. A lot of goals.
Yeah. A lot of goals. Sam Steele. Yeah. He's a man. Hat trick.
Hat trick! It's a fucking duck, though.
Bitch-ass duck.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Better do the flying V or I'm gonna fucking shoot.
Duck Dynasty, motherfucker. Anyways, what else do we have? So it'll be the culmination of that, which I guess now it looks like it's going to possibly be, what do you think, Sanity versus Authors of Pain, or who are we thinking? I don't even know who else is in it. Because it's going to be next, it's going to be Street Profits versus Authors of Pain.
Yeah, Authors of Pain are totally cool.
Yeah.
I can't see Authors of Pain
not getting to the finals.
Unless somebody prevented them. That's where I would have
like
been.
Like TM61?
Well, just a team that would, like, feud with them. Like, you know what? One thing you never know, too. A team like War Machine, they just debuted at a live event.
That's very true.
They dressed up as the same. I mean, we saw them when they were announced.
I fucking got it. What if it's someone like, say, Roderick Strong teaming with Rick O'Shea, which, by the way, terrible name. Terrible fucking name. Especially for Ricochet. I know. They literally just split it in half. Terrible name.
What happens if he finds the debuting EC3?
That would also be good. That would also be very good.
But what we also saw from last week's takeover, Roderick Strong came out and helped out Pete Dunne. From the beatdown. So what happens if
Dunne's kind of a loner kind of guy, doesn't like to do stuff with other people, but maybe, right?
So is Aleister Black, but somehow he got coerced.
Yeah, that's true, I guess, yeah.
I mean, you never know. I mean, to set up for that Cole Dunne match, all they had was a backstage promo with
that is true.
Strong and Dunne going out there and showing respect to one another about the match, and then Strong saying, one day I'm going to have the rematch and we're going to tear it up again, and then Undisputed Era interrupts them, and then Pete Dunne's like, you haven't done anything since you've been here. And then Regal came out and said if there was a problem, Cole said no, and they walked away, and then next week they had a match.
True.
I mean, long story short.
That was way too long, and way too short. Point is, you're right, it could be anybody, really, except for Tyler Bate. Won't be Tyler Bate. What else?
I still think he should have been like
that. Because, yeah, Sanity won, and who else is on that side? There's someone else. I can't remember who else has to...
Well, wouldn't Sanity go against the...
Whoever the winner of that... Who would have been on Mustache Mountain against whoever the other team is.
Yeah. And you're just trying to think who the opponent is.
Yeah. It's, well, whoever... I guess Roderick Strong and whoever versus whatever that other team is.
Well, because... Okay, let's go down with it. We had Heavy Machinery and Street Profits.
Yeah, Street Profits.
That was one. We had Sanity defeating Moss and Sabatelli.
Yeah.
We had Authors of Pain defeating TM61.
Yeah.
Is a team of... Is that Cutler guy and...
Ooh, you might be right. It might be
Blake
them.
In there?
It might be them. Yeah.
So I know they've been teaming, so maybe it's them.
You know what? Instead of arguing...
Well, I mean, you could have done that a while ago.
Could have, but it's not as fun.
You did it earlier.
No, that doesn't matter.
You did it right at the beginning when you mispronounced the guy's name.
Shot it. So. What's his name? Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes Classic.
So.
The brackets. Morty Lork and Danny Burch. That's who it is. I knew I forgot somebody.
Those guys are pretty easily forgettable, though.
But they have such good matches. But yeah, you're right, they are forgettable.
No personality.
Yeah. Walk to the ring, scowl, finger in the air.
One has a one, the other one has a two.
Ooh. You know why? Because they can never get the three count.
And then John Cena comes out and he does the three.
But no one can see him because, well, it's John Cena.
Exactly.
What do you think? Do you think he's actually going to end up having a match against Undertaker?
Maybe? Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's going to be American Badass Undertaker because Kid Rock's there?
No.
No?
But I wouldn't be surprised if Kid Rock does something at Mania in terms of a musical performance. I think he'll actually have...
He'll bring Undertaker down the ring, but he'll be the one going...
Isn't one of his songs like a WrestleMania theme?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So he'll probably do that. He'll probably do that once he gets...
You know what? Now after saying it, I'd much rather him do Undertaker's theme, but not the American Badass theme. I'm talking the theme that he, you know, uses now. I want to hear Kid Rock do opera singing. That's what I want.
I want Aiden English to do it.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Rusev Day. Roderick Strong and Rusev versus Oney Larkin and Danny Burch.
Why
Rusev? Because he's not doing anything right
why
now.
Why Roderick Strong and Rusev?
Well, because Roderick Strong's looking for a tag partner. Rusev's not doing anything on the weekend yet.
I still would love to see Roderick Strong win the Andre the Giant Memorial.
So it'll be like year number one when it was two singles guys?
Yeah. Well, what about our revival on Monday saying they're going to become the first tag team to win it?
That's fantastic. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal?
I like that. That'd be funny.
That would be funny. Do you think they'd just allow it if they came down to just the two of them in the ring? And they're just like, oh, we're done.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I don't know about you, but ever since she went on a vacation and showed nothing but bikini pics, Charlie Caruso is looking good.
She always looked alright, though.
No. No, it's just like, I know you look in a bikini. And I dig it.
Fair enough.
And she's so short. It's so funny to see.
They're all so short.
I know, but it's really funny to see.
Yeah.
I mean, at least Renee Young doesn't look like that bad, but you know, like
Alexa Bliss, who's literally 5'0".
Yeah, I mean, when they're eye level with her, it's like, okay, come on now.
Short.
I mean, wear some heels.
They're short.
So yeah,
that's all I got.
Yeah.
What advertising?
What do you have coming up?
Coming up, I have myself going to whatamaneuver.net to buy some more merch.
What can you get on this website you speak of?
Well, you go to this one thing called the Backbreaker Media page and get things like
it on a Backbreaker Media page now?
Well, apparently you click on some link that says Backbreaker Media when you're on whatamaneuver.net.
I know it was something else.
It was Edmonton SPN 1260.
Yeah. Sir Mike the Ref failed and blew the spot.
As a human being! Fuck!
He's a Bills fan.
Fucking loser. So, yeah, you go there, get some original
stuff. And he doesn't even invite us to Oil King Games.
Original The Struggle or vintage One World Empire shirts.
Yep.
Because I'm already, you know, wearing the stuff that we have.
We heard OWE's theme song.
When we were having a drink.
Exactly. So it's still a real thing.
Still real and spectacular.
And if you miss it, go to whatamaneuver.net and buy yourself a t-shirt and relive the glory days that were One World Empire.
We had black and white shirts.
Yeah.
Maybe Tag Struggle should get some white shirts.
White
shirts does not work well. We should get a different color, though. A different color of black. A gray black.
Why don't we go...
Charcoal black.
Let's go ashy.
Look at your ashy ass elbow. Speaking of which, if you want some Tag Struggle 3 merch, we have some. I think literally all three of us have some.
No.
I've got some.
I don't, actually.
I've got some. Don't worry.
Hit us
up on the social medias.
I'll let you guys do all the work.
Social medias. And we'll hook you up. $25 for a shirt.
Yeah.
Or a mask. I have a mask.
The Darnell Nurse contribution of dollars. $25.
For a lifetime of happiness in t-shirts. And then you continue to listen to all other episodes of this, previous 66. Suisse Saint 75. I don't know what the fuck it is in French. 66. Two-thirds of the devil's number.
Two-thirds of the number of the beast.
Yes. On such podcast things as...
Why is this part of the podcast the worst?
Because I'm not reading it off as per usual. I'm just trying to think of it. Spotify.
It's on Spotify, Google Play.
iTunes.
Yeah, fuck YouTube.
Fuck YouTube,
we
yes.
never forget
podcast
about
Podcast player, Podbean. Huh.
Isn't it?
I feel like it's on Stitcher, too, but I don't have that.
No, you can watch Backbreaker Media on Twitch now.
Oh, very good.
That's what it is.
You can also go to, backbreakervod.pivotshare.com, and you can get a whole bunch of shit. Whole bunch of CWC, whole bunch of MPW, whole bunch of, I think there's a little PPW on there, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what else is on there.
Pretty much everything in the Elder Wrestling scene.
Pretty much everything that we are part of is on there because we're kind of a big deal. We're a little bit of all right. Point is, use your boys, Tag Struggle, all capitals, no three on the end. It's an E. Because whoever did it sucks. And not only will you get 2 free weeks, you'll get 3 months, half off, Holla at you, boys.
Yeah, because we went full Mark Henry, because that's what we do.
Sexual chocolate.
Oh. Save money.
Hall of pain.
Yeah. Make love to an old lady. Be the proud daddy of a hand.
Yeah.
Five. Bundy five.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Big E is fucking Mark Henry's son.
Five. Slap hands.
Exactly.
And so is Bobby Boucher.
Exactly. On that note,
yeah.
Where are you going to be coming up?
Well, this week I'll be wrestling Cyanide over the Pure Power Wrestling Show.
Wrestling.
Lethbridge, Alberta.
Lethbridge.
Pretty much, yeah. I defeated pretty much every fucking guy on our crew in a battle royal.
Right.
Cyanide's mad because he stole a match away from me a couple months ago and saying I don't deserve to be number one contender, so he cried to management, got a match, so now I get to beat him up, and then when I beat him, next month I'll face Kyle Sebastian for the PPW Championship and try to set history in the Pure Power Wrestling by becoming the first man to have held the Cruiserweight and the Heavyweight Championship.
Who's facing Sebastian this month?
I think it's Tyler James. So former tag team champions of the Monster Pro Wrestling are facing each other.
Huh?
Yeah, they used to be tag team champions of Monster Pro Wrestling back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's before my time.
No.
I think also our boy, Shawnee Martz, a.k.a. Big Show Nasty.
He's wrestling, the Cheetah Bat. Jude Dawkins.
The Cheetah Bitch. Jude Dawkins.
He is going to soften him up for my CWC rematch.
Hooray!
Which is coming up next weekend.
The 31st.
I think it's the 28th.
31st.
I believe it's the 28th.
31st. I'm looking it up.
No, it's
when I'm right...
It's actually I think it's the 30th, to be honest.
When I'm right, I'm going to tell you to go suck an egg.
Well, maybe it's the 31st, because our show's the 7th.
I don't know why I did that. Here, we're into here.
Man,
now.
It is the 31st.
Yeah. Suck an egg! I don't even know what that means. It's like 1920 speak for suck my cock.
What did you say? Suck an egg?
Suck an egg.
Well, it's almost Easter.
It's like one of my testicles.
It's almost, this is like it's almost
that
Easter.
That makes sense. It's my suck a testicle.
You're just getting into the Easter spirit.
Yeah, chocolate and shit.
You want to
find a bunny and fuck it.
Fuck a bunny.
Yeah. Right in the ass.
Bunny fucker.
Get chocolate on your dick.
This podcast turned to a whole new
this
level.
Has gotten really dark. Ah.
Poor bunny.
To everyone who's listening and new,
well, he's gonna hip and hop in a different way now.
A hip hop, a hippie, a hip hip hop. And he won't stop. Cause he's in pain.
And a jazz bunny.
Yeah.
Keeps going.
Yeah.
And going.
Yeah.
And going.
But then Big Show Nasty, a.k.a. Shawnee Martz, is going to defend his tag team championships, which I am one third of. Just throwing that out there. You're welcome for that fucking retention. I helped you retain. Retain water. And the titles.
I was going to say, what the hell did water have anything to do with this?
Everything's 60%
water. You don't even drink water. I know. Because anytime anybody's like, do you want a most Canadian? You say no.
But I actually have, like, potable water.
Well, yeah. Everybody has water in, like, their toilet seat, or...
I guess that's true. I don't know. They're on their seat. What the fuck? What are you doing?
Sometimes it splashes.
Jesus Christ. Pee. How much pressure are you working with? That's a lot of PSI.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Anyways, you can catch me next at MPW. April 7th?
Oh. Oh, yeah. You remember the show you're not going to be at.
Yeah, no.
But right? The one where you're going to go for the title... You forget the date?
I'm a little fucking loopy. I got knocked the fuck out because Irishman's a cocksuck.
Yeah, but you have a heavyweight
champion. He can suck my fucking testicle.
You could suck on a cloverleaf stem?
Yes. Yeah. Suck my four-leaf dick.
Speaking of which, did you drink any green beer on St. Paddy's Day?
I most certainly did not.
Me neither.
I was working.
I was winning.
I drank beer. Just
I played poker.
Not
green. And I won! Green.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I drank beer, just not
I did beer. Something I've never done before. I
won a poker?
I won a hand, went all the way to the river, went all in on a hand that
Falling
I never looked at my cards.
To the river.
And I won.
There you go.
The other guy was scared shitless of what I could possibly have. It's like, if you don't know, that scares me.
Guy's a bitch.
He couldn't read anything I was doing because I had no idea what I had.
He's a bitch.
So I thought it was funny.
He's a bitch.
Even when I won, I didn't even look at my cards too. That was the best part.
There you go.
He was so mad. He wanted to know.
He's a bitch.
It would have been so funny if I just showed him and I still never saw it, so he would have known if he won and I wouldn't have.
He's still a bitch.
It was funny.
He's chlamydia.
It's a solid move though.
Yes, you're fucking balty. You're very testicular. Testicular fortitude, strong in your family. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, this does it for our podcast. We're 2/3 of the tag struggle. We're real.
And spectacular.
Better bitches.
And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the same shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just let it roll.